Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Wakefield Limited Q4 FY22 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Aniruddha Joshi from ICICI Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thanks, Nirav. On behalf of ICICI Securities, we welcome you all to Q4 FY22 results conference call of Wakefield India Limited. From the management side, we have today Mr. N.K. Toshniwal, General Manager, Oilseeds segment, Dr. Vijay Tijare, General Manager, Poultry segment, Dr. P.G. Pedgaonkar, Authorized Person in Poultry segment, Mr. Deepak Khosla, General Manager from AHP segment, Mr. J.K. Handa, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Rohan Bhagwat, Company Secretary. Now I hand over the call to Mr. Rohan Bhagwat to introduce the management members, and then after the initial speech from the management, we will have the question and answer session. Thanks, and over to you, Rohan.
Thank you, Mr. Aniruddha Joshi. A very good afternoon, and thank you all for joining us today for the conference call of Wakefield India Limited. The company had published audited financial results for the quarter and year ended 31st March 2022, along with information for investors on 10th May. I hope you all have gone through the same. Today, we have with us the unit heads to answer all your queries in respect of their respective segments and the area of operations. Before we start discussing the company's performance, I would like to mention that some statements made in today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risks and uncertainties. After the end of this call, in case you have any further questions, please feel free to reach out to the investor relations team. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Jeevan Handa, our CFO, to make the opening comments. Over to you, Mr. Handa.
Good afternoon and a very warm welcome. I am Jeevan Handa, CFO. Once again, I am pleased to interact with all of you on the Wakefield earnings call. I hope you have gone through the results and the information to investors. Wakefield has registered satisfactory performance for the quarter ended 31st March 2022, in spite of challenges in the form of high feed costs. Year-on-year, the sales turnover is growing, and for the year ended 31st March 2022, the sales turnover has gone up by 40% as compared to the previous year ended 2021. Steep increase in feed prices has impacted the profit margins for the year ended 31st March 2022. The average price of soya was approximately rupees 67 per kg during the year as compared to rupees 41 per kg for the year ended March 2021. The current financial started on a positive note as some stability in feed prices is visible. However, the situation will be clearer after the onset of monsoon, which is expected to be normal. We hope that the coming quarters will bring some improvement in profitability. More on this may be explained by Dr. P.G. Pedgaonkar when questions on poultry segment performance come up. The company had announced setting up second unit under its AHP segment in December 2021. Construction activity of the plant is commenced and is expected to be completed by November, December 2022 of this financial year. With this briefing, we now would like to answer your questions. You may please go ahead with questions. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question.
Yeah. Aniruddha here. So some questions before the question queue gets assembled. So, sir, in terms of this inflationary situation, with inflation across the board, how do you see the raw material prices shaping for Venky's? And two, also, how do you see the chicken and egg prices moving over a period of next 1 year? Also, are you seeing any impact, like something like slowdown in terms of consumption area, any impact on volume growth because of the in general increase in inflationary pressures? Yeah.
With regard to the prices, historical data, whatever we are giving, we can see that there is a good improvement as far as broiler bird prices are concerned. However, the ingredient prices and that too particular soya price was extremely high in FY22 as compared to FY21. The impact was there with regard to increase in overall cost of production. But one good thing what that has happened in the market is market has started accepting the broiler price continuously above 100 rupees. At least we have seen that in the month of April and even current also. So these prices are likely to stabilize, or some kind of acceptance from consumer is expected for these prices. If that happens, I think what earlier our concern was, it was the cost of production was high and broiler birds were having some limitation to grow. That is not seen currently. So hope that might take care of the concern what was there in FY22. So that is on account of bird prices. With regard to ingredient prices, as expected, the ingredient prices, in particularly soya, will be cooled down. That is the expectation with regard to two things. One, expected import what Government of India has cleared for 5.5 million metric ton. That will give a kind of relief to the industry. So these are some of the expectations, and even the monsoon prediction also is good from the meteorological department. So we hope putting all these data on table, we are expecting things as a sigh of relief for poultry industry.
Yeah, this is very helpful, sir. Many thanks.
Thank you very much. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Salani Gupta from East India Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. I just wanted to check, why did the, in your opinion, why did the soya prices and even
Salani, sorry, we lost your audio in between. May I request you to repeat your question once again?
Yeah, I'm saying, so why did the soya prices and even the maize prices go up so much?
See, it is not only maize and soya alone. If you see, all agriculture commodity prices have been sharply going up last 1 year. Whether it is the cotton, whether it is the rapeseed, whether it is the wheat, whether it is the rice, whether it is maize. Because the government policies are as such, and then the supply disruptions are there. A lot of exports of other items are taking place and farmers are not releasing the goods. They have become, information are so much widely available that they control the supplies to the market, they hold the material, and as and when the prices go up, they bring it. So that creates a lot of price uncertainty in the market, and availability of the material is there, but it comes to the market only depends on the price. And we expect this is going to be continued. There is absolutely, as far as supply is concerned, there is no problem. But prices are going to be volatile.
So, I mean, let's assume that there is a good soya and a maize crop now, this year, from here on.
Yeah.
To what extent do you expect prices to come off? How much do you think they will correct?
See, the soya and maize are internationally linked prices. They are all linked to the Chicago market prices. Today, if you look at it, all Chicago markets are very high on account of oil. Oil has shot up more than 70%. So it's oil bearing, soybean is oil bearing material. So prices are very high. Corn, because of the Ukraine and all those Ukraine problems, the corn and wheat prices have shot up. So cereal prices, corn and wheat represent the cereal. So the all cereal prices are up. And I think it's likely to be continued for some more time. This Ukraine war impact is will be felt for quite some time.
So you're not really seeing a respite in the raw material prices. Nothing that you can see immediately.
See, the production of corn and soya has been pretty good. Last year also it was good. And this year also we expect a good production. There is not going to be any shortage. But the prices will be the globally driven prices.
Thank you. That's all from my end.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Pranjal Garg from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my question is regarding how is the demand scenario from the QSRs? What are the trends there? And also, how are we benefiting from the increasing numbers of stores from every QSR? That could be my first question.
Yeah, in fact, I would suggest that now all QSRs are gearing up into their sales because it has affected their QSR sales was partly affected in some QSRs during the pandemic period for the last 2 years. But as we know and as we are dealing with majority of the QSRs, particularly Vistapur's, McDonald's, KFC, Pizza Hut, and Taco Bell. And during their interactions, these QSRs are now stabilizing their businesses and also increasing their business in last quarter. Or you get last quarter, they have increased their business. And this has really inspired them to increase their presence with opening up new more retail outlets, and they are coming up with more retail outlets. And most of the QSRs, through their communication and media communication, they are advertising and putting up more of outlets. So we feel that the business for the QSRs would be increasing in next quarter and further one more year, which was disrupted in the last 2 years because most of the QSRs had their operations in the various malls, and these malls were closed down because of the various government regulations. So now they are all open and the footfall into the stores and malls is increasing, and this has inspired to the QSRs and the business is growing.
Okay. That's very insightful, sir. So as you highlighted that the footfalls are increasing and the contribution from QSRs will go up going forward. Can you help us with the number of total contribution from QSRs in FY22 and what are the target, the internal targets that we want to achieve?
When we calculate our own on the financial terms, the QSRs contribute to our processed food division to around 35%. And we had planned, as per our budgeted sales for the next year, that the percentage would be same, but we expect a growth of nearly 25% plus on account of QSRs.
Okay, and is there any change in, is there any difference in EBITDA margins in QSR and the rest of the business?
Yeah, as we had already explained that the feed prices are increasing. So when we are calculated on the feed prices, we are our definitely remuneration or the demand from the QSRs has increased, and they are all agreed on that. And definitely the profitability percentage also would be definitely better compared to last year because we sign on agreements with these QSRs for a year, and now we have changed our pattern of agreements with the QSRs, which is for a quarter or for the 6 months. So we are expecting a better profitability.
So, sir, is this understanding correct that we will be only be able to take price hikes after that period of 3 months or 6 months over, or we can take price hikes in midst as well if there are significant jump in raw material prices?
So we had already started getting a better pricing from these QSRs.
Okay. Okay. Sir, my next question is regarding our own franchisee. If you highlighted in one of the previous calls that we targeted to take the number of franchises to somewhere around 85 to 90 from 44. Where are we on those targets?
Yeah, we ended with about 61 stores in the month of March, which includes Wendy's Express and Chicken Experience and with retail shops. And we also started some few more outlets in last 1 or 2 months, and we'll continue to develop those business now, because there was disturbance in opening the stores, and since the footfall was not there, there was a lot of uncertainty in the pandemic. So now that uncertainty is changed with the sales in last 3 months to a confidence, and that confidence building is there with the even our with our franchisee. And franchises will come up, and now we are looking for more better numbers in future.
Okay, so is this the challenges that you have been facing? Are there territory specific, say from North or Maharashtra? Is it region specific or any?
I could not understand your question properly. Can you repeat, please?
Yeah. So you said that there have been a decline in footfalls. That's why there have been challenges to open new stores. Have we noted this trend in a particular territory, or was it in all the regions that we operate?
No, actually, pandemic affected in almost all the states, and there were little plus minus in the state-wise regulations. So it has affected almost to all the people. But now, right now the situation is that all the footfall in the stores is very good. Whether it is a franchisee or company-owned, footfall is good. Sales is increasing. So that gives us a confidence to the customers. And now the franchisee started opening the stores. So this will be all over India. It will be North and West is leading in that, amongst all the states, but it is increasing everywhere.
Okay, thank you, sir. My last question is, what is the region-wise revenue growth for Q4 FY22 and FY22?
Yeah, Mr. Pranjal, this region-wise growth is a bit, you want company as a whole or just for the processed foods?
No, as a whole.
As a whole. That would be difficult. Company as a whole, region-wise, don't bifurcate. We can give you segment-wise.
Okay, so that could be also helpful.
Segment-wise, if you see poultry and poultry-related products, the turnover has increased 20% over the last year, 2021 versus 21-22. So similarly, the increase in terms of numbers and the realization is expected to be almost on the similar pattern in poultry and poultry-allied products. Similarly, in the animal health products, the growth is almost 34% over the last year. In oil feed segment, the growth is almost 63% of the last year. So overall percentage, if you see the turnover, it is 42% of the last year. So that is 21-22 over 2021 is 42% in the segment-wise turnover.
Okay, sir. My question was actually region-wise, as in north, south, if some breakup of that can be given.
No, Mr. Pranjal. company as a whole, like we said, Venky's operates only in north and western area, and we don't bifurcate region-wise growth. The turnover will be for the segment, entire segment.
Okay. That's very helpful, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Guneet Singh from Counter Cynical Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. So, sir, I would just like to get some detailed insights on the price trends and price movements for eggs quarter and quarter, and how the price movements have affected basically the margins. So, basically two things, the price trends for eggs quarter and quarter year and year, and what is expected, and the cost of production, and how it has affected the margins.
With regard to realization and cost of production, if we want to, when you talk about eggs, I am taking it as a broiler hatching egg because we are not into commercial eggs. So when we talk of broiler hatching eggs, and if we see the past 3 years, then in 1920, the average realization was 18.77 rupees. 2021, it was 24.11 rupees. However, in 21-22, the realization was dropped on account of extreme increase in the ingredient prices, and it dropped to 22.45 rupees. Same was the case with broiler chicks. In 1920, the average realization was 23 rupees. 2021, it was 32 rupees. And 21-22, it dropped to 28.50 rupees. So that is a year-wide change. When you talk quarter to quarter, usually there is a quite big variance. Quarter 1, quarter 2, quarter 3, and quarter 4. All the quarters will have a different realization. Usually, second quarter falls with regard to some regional festivals, and on account of that, there is a reduction in a demand. So the realization, if you compare on quarter to quarter, usually quarter 2 reports a less realization. Same is the case with the cost of production also. Usually, quarter 2 is a season wherein we expect kharif crop. So we start quarter 2 and quarter 3 reduction in the overall cost of production. So quarter to quarter there will be a variance in realization also and cost of production also. Hope I am clear with regard to your question.
Yes, this was very helpful. So we discussed the realization and the cost of production, and what about the price trends with regards to eggs?
Eggs.
And what are the expectations for the coming quarters?
As far as price trend is concerned, as I stated in my earlier answer, April was very good with regard to realization of chicks, realization of hatching eggs, and realization of broiler birds. We expect that trend to continue till the actual monsoon figure comes and actual monsoon progresses. However, with regard to coming 2 months, we are expecting a good growth with regard to broiler hatching egg price and broiler chick price. And as far as demand of bird is concerned, that also is expected to be good. So for coming 2 months, we are expecting a good demand for broiler birds, broiler chicks, and broiler hatching eggs.
Okay, sir. And my another question would be with regards to feed prices. So I was hearing some of the discussions before me as well. So what have been the price movements for feed prices as compared to previous years, and what are the expectations?
As stated by my colleague, as far as soya price is concerned, it is linked with international factors and phenomena. However, if we compare the soya price for last whole year, it was somewhere around 67 rupees to 68 rupees average realization. And with regard to the present prices, the prices of soya have cooled down. So the present prices of soya is 10% less than what the average price was there last year. Expected trend, as he said, that we have to wait for the things. But however, the numbers, expected sowing, and the overall availability is expected to be good. So we expect that the things should be comparatively normal if we compare these to FY22.
Okay, so basically we expect a 10% decrease or something in that trend in the feed prices.
That's the expectation as per current trend.
All right. Thank you, sir. This is very helpful.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Kaushik Poddar from KB Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Do you expect any kind of benefit from this recent FTA agreement with the Middle East? Hello.
Yeah, as for the agreement, India is permitted to export completely or process food chicken products to Middle East, or particularly to UAE. So that will be advantageous, and we are now working on that for the further orders for export to UAE.
And is your pricing competitive? Whatever the prices after the huge raw material cost increase and all this thing, is it competitive to internationally, competitive to say US exporters?
Yeah, as explained by my colleague to you, that the prices of maize and soya are governed by the international pricing structure, and almost these prices are comparable. But when we work out the cost of a raw chicken is one part. And what I expressed to you, that the government of UAE has permitted officially that India can export completely cooked or further processed products. So when the subject of completely cooked and further processed product comes, it is to us that what authenticity of Indian culinary and cooking products we supply to UAE, and that cannot be comparable to other countries' production because this is a specified law.
Okay, and will you be exporting these things under Venky's brand name?
Yeah, we are working on that. Only we export only on a Venky's brand, and we do not sell or export any product on a contract brand or any other brand. So it will be Venky's brand itself.
Okay, and just on the competitiveness factor, what is the is a conversion factor comparable to a US processor?
No, I told you there are two comparisons. One is a raw chicken, and another is a completely cooked and processed food products.
Okay.
Food products, the pricing is based on the quality of the product and the quality, taste, and so many parameters are there. And when we are looking for Indian diaspora to consume Winkies products, there will be different attraction than Indian people consuming other countries' products.
Agreed. But on the raw chicken front?
Raw chicken, there are so many opportunities which are coming on way. First thing, now UAE government has not allowed for import of raw chicken from India. What they allowed is only further processed products or completely cooked products. So I am talking to you in that reference.
Okay. Thank you. I mean, the question can move on to the next person.
Yeah. Thanks, sir.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from Lano Prashant Sharma from Quantum Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, actually, I want to know, can you please talk about the new AHP plant that we are setting up and how much additional revenue it can generate, and, you know, how much time it will take to ramp up the production?
Yeah, Prashant, it's Deepak Khosla here. For AHP, our expansion project, we're likely to complete this project by end of this financial year, and revenues will be affected in 23-24. Yes, this will give us additional revenues of around 30% in the phase one. Yeah, Mr.
Prashant. Yeah, sir, just regarding the, you know, revenue numbers, you said that poultry business increased by 20% in AHP by 34% last year. And do we expect similar level of growth going forward?
Yes, definitely, because AHP segment has become very, very positive. One thing is that the new plant is coming that will give us additional benefits. Secondly, our focus of a lot of our focus for the product line is for like feed safety, nutritional supplements, natural products. These are the growing segments. These are very specialized area which will give us an added advantage. Yes, Mr. Prashant.
Okay. And my last question regarding the margin of the poultry business. Since we can already pass on the, you know, prices for boilers and, other products, and soya prices has been, in a stable phase and also is coming down. So can we expect better margin from this segment?
Yes. As I said that last year, so whatever the profit hit was there, it was mainly on account of abnormal increase in ingredient prices, that to particularly soya price. And as I stated that if we compare average soya price of last year versus the present soya price, there is a relief of 10% with regard to the soya price as on date. If the same trend continues, then definitely it will have an impact on bottom line.
Sure. Oh. Yeah, that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Anurag Patel from Roha Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So for this AHP second unit, how much capex we are going to do?
Yeah, in AHP unit, what we are planning, there is a 35 crores is our initial capital investment for this new plant. And in phase two, there will be another 12 to 15 crores. Yes.
Okay. And phase one of 35 crore can give some additional 30% revenue. Am I correct?
Yes, this will give us additional revenue. And we are getting into very specialized area of the treatment of the poultry. That treatment segment is very, very specific to segment. This will add to the bottom line also. Yes.
Okay. Then second question, in Q4 FY22, what's the total cost of feed for poultry division?
Cost of feed.
Can you hold for a moment? We'll just give the figures.
Yeah, sure.
For the Q4, it was 37.0. It was the feed cost against the corresponding quarter was
27.76. Sir, this is in crores you are saying? Or, how?
Per kg. This is per kg. You are, I'm telling the rate which is per kg. 37.08 per kg in fourth quarter versus over 27.76.
Okay, and can you also help me with the volume numbers for Q4, broiler, layer, and processed chicken?
For poultry, broiler chicks, quarter four was 2,37,00,000 chicks. Against 2021, it was 3.04 crore. And similarly for layer chicks, quarter four, it was 1.17 crore. Against corresponding quarter was 1.09 crore. And similarly, CVF birds, it was 2.09 crore in quarter four versus 2.09 in the same quarter, 2021. And similarly, this is for poultry. And for SPF X2, it was 21 lakh against corresponding quarter of 25 lakh.
And sir, just one last question. In this feed cost, 37.
Can I request you to speak a little louder, please?
Yeah. Is it clear now?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. So out of the 37.27 rupees per kg feed cost, can we assume around majority 50-70% cost will be attributable to soybean?
It is 25% to the total feed cost if you see the feed cost to soybean cost.
Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question.
Yeah, Aniruddha here again. Sir, one question from my side. We hear from another feed company which is listed in the market, again operating in poultry feed as well as poultry segment also, that over past 1 year there have been multiple issues like bird flu or even COVID, etc. And with that, many small players have found it difficult to sustain, and there have been huge market share loss for many players, be it in the feed segment as well as in the poultry segment also. And the larger players have gained significant market share, and largely the market share gain is structural in nature. So in case of Venky's, how do you see the market share movement in past 1 year, and how do you see the market share panning out in FY23 across the all the segments per se?
With regard to poultry, this is on and off phenomena, because the same question was there in last to last con call. If we see an overall picture of shifting from small player and share gaining by large player and vice versa, in fact, if we see from last 3-4 years, whoever the small players or medium players are there, those are also equally strong, and the benefit is there with them with regard to seasonal fluctuation. So sometimes this phenomena is such that for a particular period they keep their operations off, and that time the big companies or the medium scale companies, they try to gain that particular share. However, this is not a permanent phenomena. This phenomena can be seen for a period of 6 months to 1 year. However, it is likely to change. So we have a different opinion with regard to this question, because whenever share is gained by a large company, this is likely possible that the small players, whenever they will find that the benefit is on their side, they are likely to regain that particular share and they can come back again into the business. So that is the overall situation in poultry and related activities of poultry.
You don't see the market share gains to be remaining structural, or at least partly? Means, let's say if somebody would have gained 200 bits market share, then at least 100 bits will remain structural market share gain. Or you don't see that as a possibility, actually?
I don't deny a gaining of the share, and I don't deny that the market share will be gained by the giant players and big players. However, retaining those shares on a permanent basis, we have our own doubts, considering our past experience. So this can happen for a period of 6 months, 1 year, or even 2 years. But whether that share will continue, or again the same player or a small player, whenever they will find that the benefit is there, they can start taking back that share. So as with regard to 6 months, 1 year, or 2 year, this is likely situation and likely phenomena. However, keeping it and retaining it for a long term, we have our own doubt.
Okay. I mean, that's very helpful, sir. So in terms of FY23, how do you see the situation panning? Means, do you see market share gains happening for Venky's?
That's possible, considering the overall situation of the market and overall scenario, whatever has happened in last year, because as we say that FY22 was an abnormal year with regard to the profitability, with regard to the overall abnormal increment in soya price. However, if we compare 22 versus 23, all the predictions are satisfactory, and we expect things as a relief for FY23 if we compare this with FY22.
Okay. Thank you, sir. This is very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you very much. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you all for giving us an opportunity to interact with you. And we thank everybody for attending the con call and the questions. If anybody wants to have any further details or questions, please feel free to contact our investor service department. Thank you all once again. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of ICICI Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.